Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. All week, we're looking at this year, 2018. There's a lot of good stuff coming up. Both here and abroad. We just hit our 500th show last week, so thank you for everybody involved in that. And we already have big things planned for this year. And it's not just us. I think 2018 is going to be a real big year. So we're going to look at the video games coming out, the movies, just everything. And today's no different. We're going to just jump right into it and look at the top five games I am most excited about that are going to be released in 2018. Now, I do have a number 6 and number 7, and if you want those, you are going to have to jump online, jump on the app, however you want to do it, and get the Anchor app and look for the Night Nerd on there to get our extra picks. So here we go. Here are the top 5 video games I'm looking forward to in 2018. Number 5 is going to be Soul Calibur 6. This game was just recently announced, just a couple of months ago, and it's the first Soul Calibur game we've had in 6 years. I love fighting games, but I love Soul Calibur games. I think really Street Fighter and Soul Calibur were the first two that I really got into. You know, I enjoyed Mortal Kombat. I really enjoyed Virtua Fighter, Clay Fighter, Killer Instinct. In the mid-90s, there were literally dozens of fighting games. Everyone trying to capitalize on either Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter. And then you had like Virtua Fighter and Soul Calibur that were doing their own thing. And I think that really helps them stand the test of time. Not a whole lot is known about this new one. It is supposedly, it's going to be kind of a throwback to the original, take place concurrent with the first Soul Calibur to uncover some hidden secrets and things that we didn't know before. Now we're going to get to see. It's also going to be a celebration of the game's 20th anniversary. So, because Soul Blade was the first one. And one of the only reasons I own a PlayStation 1 was because Soul Blade was a PlayStation exclusive. So, dirty secret, I'll admit. Not a whole lot is known about this game. It's supposed to come out later this year. I can't wait. I'll get whatever kind of special edition they have, because, like I said, this has always been one of my franchises. And, yeah, let's see where it goes. Number 4 is going to be Far Cry 5. From the time of this recording, this game is just, 2.5 months away. And I'm ready. This is the first Far Cry game to take place, in America. So that should be interesting. The last few games, 3, 4, and Primal were stellar. And some of my favorite games of all time. And this one looks to be no different, just more. You know, bigger area, bigger explosions, bigger guns, bigger villains. With it being set in the States, I'm really curious, because that's one of the cool parts in Far Cry 3 and Primal, is all the crazy animals that you run into and everything that you see. This one, you're going to be in Montana, which I'm guessing they're going to come up with some fun stuff and some interesting things. You're fighting a doomsday cult, which is going to be interesting how they play that out. And I think it's going to be something new. You know, I think kind of more of the same, because hopefully, because it's still going to be going out there, you know, completing the missions, unlocking new weapons, new parts of the map, new this, new that. But I hope that the story is going to be a little bit different. That's one thing, you know, since Far Cry 3, the story's, spoilers, Far Cry 3, the best bad guy wasn't even the main bad guy, but your interactions with Vaz were amazing. Far Cry 4, Pagan Min, depending how you looked at it, might not have been the bad guy, especially if you did the cheat where you just stayed at the dinner table like he asked you to. And even Far Cry Primal, you know, dealing with different tribes and the tribes coming together, but fighting, but needing to survive. You know, they do a really good job of blurring that line as to what's good, what's bad, and living in that gray area. So Far Cry 5 is going to be really sweet. I'm really excited about it. Number 3 is going to be Red Dead Redemption 2. This game is supposed to come out sometime this year. It was supposed to come out last year, into 2017, and they bumped it to Q1, Q2, 2018. It's Red Dead 2. I mean, there's nothing more to say about it. You talk about a game and a franchise going all the way back to Red Dead Revolver, which I think a lot of people missed out on. This game, you know, from what we've seen, is going to be more that gray area of who's good and who's bad. The reason it's not higher on the list is I'm really afraid, judging by the trailers and even the promotional artwork for it, that they're going to go the GTA route and focus heavily on the online multiplayer, which Red Dead Redemption's online multiplayer was fun, and so it was Red Dead Revolver. But GTA's is all about microtransactions and this card and that card, and I'm worried that it won't be, you know, to the level of the first one. Hopefully I'm wrong. Like, I've never wanted to be more wrong than I am about this. That's why I can't put it in the number one spot, because I am, though. I am super stoked about this game. I'm going to take some time off work when we get a exact release date. We're going to do some cool stuff on the show. We're going to do a lot of things, and I'm really genuinely excited for it, and I think a lot of people are. People I know who don't even play video games, like, this is the one they're waiting for. This is the one they're holding out and really just holding their breath and hoping something happens to it. But until we hear more, we won't know. So number 2. So this one, yeah, that's a heavy sigh. It hurts my heart and lifts my heart up all at the same time. It hurts my heart because as of right now, console-wise, it is a PlayStation exclusive. And if you listen to the show, you know I don't really do PlayStation. Actually, I don't at all. But this is a game that I have been waiting more than a decade for, if we're being honest. And I may pick it up on PC. I may buy a PlayStation for this game. I don't know. It is Shenmue 3. This game is the third installment in the Shenmue franchise, which originated on Dreamcast and then was actually Xbox exclusive, which was awesome. And then this one's PlayStation exclusive. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm going to play this game. I am super, super stoked about it. Again, it can't be number one because it is a PlayStation exclusive, and not like in a petty way, but, you know, I can't play it right now, so I don't know when I'll get to be there. You know, the first few Shenmues were simultaneously some of the best games ever made and some of the biggest flops ever made in gaming. So this one, they went into with some hesitation. They did a Kickstarter to kind of announce it and see what they could do. And I think it, like, broke every Kickstarter record at the time. It, like, in the first 24 hours, it hit everything that it needed. I'm seeing here, its goal of $2 million was met in 8 hours and 43 minutes. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive. It's also the most funded Kickstarter video game campaign of all time. So that people are excited about this. You know, we really want to see this game. Everybody's excited. So we'll see. We do have an honorable mention. Yeah, I mentioned you can check out 6 and 7. This one is an honorable mention, and it's going to be Anthem. This game looks amazing and looks like it's going to be the next big thing. But, and this is a big but, it's published by EA. We all know the issues they're having with paywalls and gambling and pay to win. And I think it could be just a nail in the coffin for them. This game has potential to be great. I can't wait for E3 to learn some more about it and see. But if it has the same pay structure as like Battlefield 2, not going to pick it up. I think it's dumb. But our number one, the game I am most excited about, and just like Far Cry, it's just about 2.5 months away. It is Xbox exclusive because it's made by Rare, who are some of the best game developers out there. It is Sea of Thieves. If you played Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, you know how much fun it is to be a pirate and to go out there. I'm looking at my Assassin's Creed Black Flag right now. To go out there on the seven seas and pillage and plunder and everything. This is that game. It is open world MMO pirate game. And Rare, you know, has such a history of phenomenal games that I'm excited about this. From the moment they announced it back in like 2005, or not 2000, 2015. I was only off by 10 years. 2015, I was ready. I was sold. I was on board. And the fact that, you know, you're going to develop factions and you're going to run into the same people again and again, but in a good way, because as your crew gains notoriety, you know, people are going to come after you and people are going to try and take you down. And Sea of Thieves, I think, is going to be one of those games that sells consoles, much like I'm torn as to whether or not to buy a PlayStation to get Shenmue. Sea of Thieves is going to be great. And it's my most anticipated game. Let us know, what games are you looking forward to this year? There's still a lot of good ones coming out. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're out there posting stuff all the time. Just look for The Night Nerd. We respond to everything. When I say we, it's a whole network. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you have DC Animated Adventures, a commentary show for the, DC Animated Universe. Derek and I do a live commentary, recorded live, I guess you would say, of all the episodes. It's a lot of fun. Then on Sundays, check out Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Derek and Colby are over there talking pop culture and comics news and just general going on. A lot of Grant Morrison talk, a lot of Alan Moore talk, but it's worth it. And if you like all those shows, you can get even more shows. Go over to patreon.com/thenightnerd. And for just a few bucks a month, you can get access to 4 extra shows every month. And a little bit more, you can get like t-shirts, you can co-host shows, lots of really cool things. But if you don't, you know, want to go that big, for just $1 a month, you get access to a super secret Facebook group where we plan shows and we talk insider stuff and just kind of hang out. And I encourage you all to do that because it'll be a lot of fun. So if you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those, and I love hearing from everybody. So that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.